Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the numerology and the energy of September 2021. We're going to take a look initially at the energies that may surface for the collective, which we're all a part of, and then we'll take a deeper dive into your personal life path number. So let's go ahead and get started. So September is a 14-5 energy, which of course boils down to a 5 energetic cycle. But that 14 is influential, okay? So we need to keep that in mind, and I'm going to touch on the energies of the 14 as we move through the reading. But ultimately, this is a 5 energetic cycle. So we have a 5 universal year that we're currently moving through in 2021. And now that 5 energy is enhanced by a 5 universal month. So we can expect great changes that occur abruptly and without much notice. So if ever there were a time to be flexible and full of grace for self and others, it's during a 5 universal year coupled with a 5 universal month. So buckle up, baby, because it's about to get bumpy. But in a good way. Okay, so things under a 5 energy move very, very quickly because it's a fast-moving energy, right? So you may see incredible shifts and transformations within your life at this time. You may never have even seen these shifts coming, right? They just seem to come out of nowhere. This energy can sort of see people completely uprooting or changing their entire life story within the blink of an eye. This energy can often feel like a sort of greater power or higher power is sort of taking the wheel and taking over, and life is almost happening to you. Generally, where this ride takes you will lead you to the realization of, oh wow, I never would have thought to do that or to be this, but I'm so glad that I did, right? So it's like, again, it's like this higher power swoops in and hits fast forward on the story, and where you end up, you ultimately realize is a perfect place for you at that time, if that makes sense, right? So that realization may take some time to get to, but understand that when these big shifts come in, they come in to assist, not to penalize. This isn't vindictive energy, it's transformational. Both can feel incredibly challenging, right? To go through. So like, you know, when you're going through, when someone's being vindictive, that's a challenging energy to go through. When you're going through some kind of transformation, that is also incredibly challenging at times. So however, the transformational energy will leave you in a better place from where you started. So you just need to keep that in mind. Whatever challenges you face, whatever you're going through, during this 5 energy that is transformational will leave you in a better place than where you started, okay? Even if it takes a little bit of time. So try not to fight this energy, but rather move with it and work with it the best that you can, okay? So speaking of the 14, remember I said 14 is going to be have an influence in this energy because it's the influencing number to the 5. So under the influence of the 14, there's this emphasis placed on modification. So life may feel like, again, like it's happening to you at times, but you can always find ways to modify or work with the energy to make it work for you without fighting it. It's very possible that the modifications that come up for you at this time to be explored or, you know, expanded upon are modifications to self, to relationships, to career, and to lifestyle that have needed to be adjusted for a while. So this isn't necessarily going to blindside you or be surprising, although for some people it might be, right? It might be one of those things where you're sort of stuck in your comfort zone, stuck in a relationship that's toxic, stuck in a belief system or a lifestyle that's toxic, and you don't realize that it needs to be modified or changed. So it might blindside you, right? It might come in quite swiftly and abruptly, and those modifications might be made. And again, it could feel like a whirlwind. But for the most part, these are going to be things where you kind of knew, you had some kind of a sense that they needed to go away, they needed to change, they needed to be modified, right? And chances are you've known that for a while. So this sort of double dose of five energy this month from the 2021 universal five cycle year, and now this September five energy, is simply giving you the gentle shove in the direction you need to be facing, right? So that doesn't mean it's going to be easy. That doesn't mean it's going to be without its challenges. However, the struggles and challenges that you face and overcome during this time, or at least they're initiated during this time, you know, through these modifications will prepare you greatly for the magnificence you're about to step into, right? So again, it's like, it can feel challenging in the moment, but you just have to keep in mind, why is this happening? Why is this coming in? What is this challenge trying to show me? Try to ask yourself as often as possible, what is this challenge trying to show me? What am I meant to learn, right? Why is this modification coming in now? Where is it trying to take me to, and why is it trying to move me beyond the space, right? Because there's always going to be, you know, an answer there. There's always going to be wisdom to extract from that experience, no matter how challenging. And oftentimes the more challenging, the more wisdom to pull from it. So it's the wisdom of the experience that we're meant to carry with us, not the experience itself, right? Sometimes we get stuck up on the experience where we're like, oh, that really sucked, and now I'm going to think about it and complain about it and, you know, sort of fret about it for the next 10 years. Whereas really what the universe is trying to get us to do is to extract the wisdom from that challenging experience and move freely forward, as opposed to trying to lug that whole experience with us forward and sort of replay it, rehash it, you know, hold a grudge, whatever the case may be. So this is going to be a really quick moving, fast energy, you know, with a lot of transformations, right? And so through that experience, not only are we meant to like move ourselves through it and adapt, but we're meant to pull the wisdom from the experience, okay? So a lot going on this month. It's a very intense month. It's a very intense year, right? So I don't really see things slowing down until we get into 2022 at least, right? So if you're looking for a breather, you're probably not going to get it right away, but that's okay, because we're all in the same boat. This is universal energy, so we're all feeling this, baby. So again, proper handling of this 14-5 energetic vibration can produce great wisdom and understanding in your experience. Five energy can be that of, like, again, a testing nature. It's going to test us. It's going to sort of force us to take a closer look at the challenge, the situation, the modification, and where can we extract the wisdom. It's what we choose to do with this energy that will ultimately determine our overall experience, not only now, but moving forward. And so, again, we have a lot of responsibility, but with great power comes great responsibility. So a five energetic cycle is also a perfect time to sort of check in with yourself. This is a checkpoint. See where any imbalances lie. What's working? What isn't? Where do I need to make modifications? What do I need to invest more into? So in numerology, where one energy is the beginning or the initiation, and nine energy the completion or the ending, five energy sits in the middle, and it's the checkpoint. It creates the space and the opportunity to make the necessary changes needed before continuing on in the journey to make certain that the direction we're moving in is the direction we actually want to be a part of, right? You don't want to get all the way to the nine energy and be like, oh crud, I should have switched directions way back at that five energy. And so a lot of times the five energy doesn't force our hand. We always have choice, right? But it will make things very challenging or uncomfortable to help you see what you need to see, right? And so think of this as the checkpoint. This is why we can often see so many intense and abrupt changes, you know, occur during a five cycle, because some of these changes we choose, some with, you know, some of those changes are created for us by a higher power, but all serving to keep us aligned with our soul's highest mission in this lifetime. So the ego craves safety, security, comfort, and the known. The soul came here for so much more, right? If something feels as though it's being uprooted now, taken away, or there's a sense of upheaval, understand that true change is messy and chaotic at times, but on the other side of that chaos sits harmony, sits balance. So we can also see this playing out on the world stage quite dramatically at this time. So much change has to happen at this time in history, and it's during a five cycle that it can appear to be the most chaotic and the most messy. So by dismantling that which is no longer working, that takes some level of destruction and chaos, right, before the calm can enter. So that which is being dismantled often won't go without a fight, but it'll eventually lose steam and recede, right? And that's kind of, like I said, that's what we're seeing sort of play out on the world stage. We really started to see that in the four cycle of 2020. And now it's really coming to accumulation during this five cycle of 2021. And so I suspect that in September, we're going to see even greater manifestations of that chaos, of that dismantling, of those changes. Maybe not the change happening right away, but where it's highlighted where the change needs to happen. It becomes the front and center. There's no more denying it, right? So this five energy will ultimately teach us that the less we resist the change, the more comfortable the process of the change will feel and become. The more we resist the modifications and try to cling to what's no longer needed or no longer working, especially when it's harmful to ourselves or others, then the messier and the more challenging the experience becomes for all involved. So five energy teaches us to be flexible, to be adaptable to the inevitable changes and transformations that, you know, it brings into our lives and that we ultimately face throughout our journeys. So allow September and this five energy to show you where modifications are needed within your life. Allow whatever changes that sweep in, you know, to highlight for you where something was no longer working and needed an overhaul. If these changes aren't happening directly to you, perhaps you can hold space for those who find themselves immersed within this five energy. Perhaps you'll need to be the one creating the change in another person's experience, right? And so regardless, move as gently as possible and take full advantage of this incredibly transformational energy. It's here to help us with swift precision. So keywords this month to keep in mind as you move through this energy, perhaps it can be your mantra, is modification and adaptability. What do I need to modify and how can I be adaptable through the modification? Because I can almost guarantee that there's going to be a lot of modification either taking place this month or highlighted where it needs to take place. And then we're going to start to see that happening. And so the more adaptable that we can be, the more open we can be to the change, the more comfortable the experience will be, and the more that we will gain from the experience, okay? All right, let's take a closer look at the life path number. Life path number 9. So I pulled an animal spirit card for you all, and you got ox spirit. And so the message I'm really getting from ox is that this is potentially going to be a time where you're going to need to pull from your inner strength. That's not surprising given that we're in a five universal year and we're in a five universal month. So there's often, like I talked about in the intro, a lot of change that comes with that or transformation, right? And so you could see sort of, this can go a few ways, right? Like you could see situations where you have to be the bigger person, you have to make difficult decisions around maybe relationships or a career or something along those lines. This could be a situation where you feel like you're being taken advantage of and you need to assess the situation and figure out how you can modify the situation or sort of make adjustments so that you're not allowing yourself to be taken advantage of. You see what I'm saying? Because you can't be taken advantage of if you don't choose to participate in the interaction, right? So setting healthy boundaries, which can take an enormous amount of inner strength. Those can be very difficult conversations to have. And usually feelings will get hurt and people won't understand. And then you have to be able to stand within your truth and stand behind those boundaries because it's what's best for you in that moment. It's what you need, right? This is a really big theme this month in compromising on what you want, perhaps, but never compromising on what you need, right? Don't sacrifice yourself for what you need for somebody else's desires, okay? Because you will deplete yourself. You will see a piece of yourself basically leave, right? And then you can start to feel fragmented and all those things. And so this is going to be about inner strength and stating what you need and standing behind that, right? And again, that can be difficult at times, but that is standing within your own power. That is standing within your own truth. And I feel like Ox Spirit is coming in to say, you know, there could be some situations this month where you need to do that. And just think of Ox, who's, you know, takes things very slowly, methodically, but with great strength and great power. You know, so however that comes in for you, but definitely getting that message pretty clearly with Ox, just about that inner strength, okay? And to pull from that and to understand that you have unlimited reserves of inner power, inner abundance, inner strength that you can pull from. And so this is going to be a time perhaps this month where you need to do that without apology, right? Without the need to offer justification or excuses, right? Stand in your truth, and those who honor you and who you are may get their feelings hurt or their feelings sort of ruffled at first, but we'll ultimately see, okay, this is what this person needs, and they're brave enough and being vulnerable enough to be able to state it, even if it upsets me, right? And so they'll still be there type thing. Those people that fall away because they can't sort of honor those healthy boundaries, those requests, perhaps weren't really meant to be a part of your team anyway. And so this could be a good thing. Okay, so I broke the month down into 4 weeks. And the first couple of weeks, we see things really related around like work, purpose, working with others, collaboration. First week of the month, I see a lot around money, finances, and resources. And so I feel like this could be a very busy time for you. I feel like you're going to have a lot of options or a lot of decisions to make around quite a few choices when it comes to your finances, resources, the material plane. This could be relationships, but it feels very much around, again, where you work, how you show up, what you do, how you make money, how you circulate money, how you redistribute money, whatever the case may be. And it doesn't have to necessarily be just money. It can be, you know, property, resources. So, but very material. But I'm just seeing like a lot of choices coming up and a lot of decisions. And some of them might be outside your comfort zone. I would anticipate there'll definitely be some outside the comfort zone. But I feel like those that are outside the comfort zone are where you're going to find your most, ironically, that's where you're going to find your most stability and security when it comes to resources and money. So if you're looking to make more money, if you're looking to invest in something, there's going to be some level of risk there. And there's going to be like stepping outside of your comfort zone where you have to do something maybe you haven't done before, but the rewards of that could prove to be great, right? And so it's kind of like, you can stick with the known during this time, or you can really embrace this five energy that we're all kind of moving through this month and this year, and take a more open approach, take a more unconventional approach to whatever this is, and say yes, even if it makes you uncomfortable. That's going to be a really big thing. Now, remember, with nine energy, you are in your life path, your purpose in this life, a big part of your purpose in this life is to be in servitude at some point, right? Or in some capacity. And so that's not to say that you can't be financially abundant or, you know, material abundant or whatever. But you just have to make sure that you're not trying to sort of attain all of that for selfish reasons. So a big part of your purpose is finding ways to redistribute, to not only take your share, but also share that wealth with others, build something that others can benefit from. There's such a big humanitarian like energy around you, nines. And so I feel like you, some of you, whoever this resonates for, because it's obviously a general reading, I feel like you're going to have an opportunity to make some big decisions at this time when it comes to resources, when it comes to finances. And some of that may be around how you can use that money, those resources, to help somebody else or lift somebody else in finding their own voice, their own power, their own stability. So, but definitely seeing some, there could be a little bit of chaos around your finances at this time as well. But again, you just need to use your own discernment and figure out what do you want? How do you want to get there? And what is the purpose? Like, where's the why? Keep coming back to the why of whatever it is that you're doing. And that will lead you into the next step, right? Definitely seeing finances coming in really, really strongly that first week. Second week, I feel like you're going to get some kind of epiphany, some kind of offer, something coming in where you can see more clearly the direction you want to move into when it comes to, again, your work, how you volunteer in the world, how you show up in the world, how you share your purpose with the world. Now, remember, you know, that doesn't always have to mean like how you get paid, right? Like it can be like how you share your creative energy, because whether you're in the workforce or not, that really has nothing to do with your creative life force. Whether you're working for someone or in a career at this time, that creative life force is always flowing through you until the day that you die. And so it's kind of like, even if it's a hobby, even if it's volunteering, even if it's teaching other people how to do something, right? And again, this feels like some kind of an opportunity or epiphany that will lead you into some kind of like a leadership role. And again, it doesn't have to be like career. It can be like volunteer work or a hobby or, again, extracurricular, where you are doing something that is assisting others in teaching them something, in sharing your gifts with others in some way where they can, again, learn something of value and use that to lift themselves to a higher elevation. And so I definitely see like people coming to you at this time to learn from your expertise, from gain from your knowledge, or to, again, experience your gifts. So this could be like something where maybe up to this point you knew you had a bigger purpose, you knew you had certain innate gifts, but you didn't know how to use them. And then all of a sudden, like people start coming to you for them, right? Like maybe you always like to make quilts or something like that, right? Or you're really crafty and people always came to you to, you know, make those for them or whatever, right? And so now you're kind of seeing, oh, I could open an Etsy store. I could like do this. I could teach other people how to do this. You know, something like that, where it's like you're like the leader in the situation and people are coming to you for your expertise. And you're sort of getting an epiphany from that, like, oh, I can make this into something bigger. I can do something more with this. Sometimes with our innate gifts, they're very sacred and they're for us, right? And they're not necessarily meant to be shared with the world. But for other of those gifts, they're meant to serve a bigger purpose. And I feel like for some of you nines, you're going to see, oh, I can do this with this gift, right? I can make this into something bigger where it's actually having some kind of a bigger impact, where I'm giving this gift a bigger purpose, right? So it's really powerful, actually, and it's really beautiful. So if you get sort of epiphanies or ideas come in around this time that are showing you or nudging you, right? Like people are coming to you more or offering to pay for your art or your creative, you know, output, there's more to that, right? There's something more you can do with this. And so explore that, take a risk, see what comes up for you. And don't be afraid to charge for that. That's the other thing, right? Like, don't be afraid to see the value and the worth in that. You came to this planet with very specific gifts for a very specific purpose. Don't be afraid to, you know, claim your worth in that as well in the physical realm. And then don't be afraid to redistribute that wealth. Okay. The third week, this is going to be a time for, I feel like, sort of deeper contemplation, deeper review. Like, this is going to be a time of rest, rejuvenation, going within to come to understand the answer to whatever the question is, right? This is going to be something where you're not going to find the answer in the external chaos. You're not going to find the answer by asking somebody else what you should do. This is going to be something where if you have a bigger question, this is going to be a time to ask your guides, ask the angels to assist you in finding the answer, to getting clarity. This can, you can do this through meditation. You can do this before you go to bed at night. If you want your guides to visit you in your dreams, because they will, if you request it. The thing to that is, I want to mention, just make sure you don't go to bed with any kind of, like, under the influence, right? Because that will sort of create a veil between, you know, that makes it a little bit more difficult for the messages to come through. But if there's a question that you have, or you need clarity, or you need guidance on something that, you know, a bigger aspect of your life that you're struggling with, asking your guides or your angels or your higher consciousness to come through in your dreams is a beautiful way to get those messages, because again, the ego is sort of at rest at that time. And so the messages can come through much more clearly, as long as you're not under the influence. That's a big key there. And that includes, like, you know, sleep medication or, you know, NyQuil or anything like that. So just keep that in mind. It's a little bit more challenging for the dreams to come through, for the messages to come through, and for you to remember the dreams in the morning. So just FYI on that. But this is going to be a time for contemplation and going within and really working with that higher realm. Again, nine energy, that energy is the equivalent to the crown chakra. You are meant to have sort of an open doorway between you and the higher realms. And so this is going to be a time, I believe, where you're going to see a lot of those messages come through, or at least try to come through. And so definitely be open to that. You are going to find the answer in the most unexpected places. You could run into someone that says something that sparks something within you that gives you the clarity. Again, it could come through dreams, waking or sleep time. It could come just when you sit in meditation, or just when you are sort of, you know, walking in nature, like a walking meditation. So definitely this third week is going to be a time for inner contemplation, time alone, time spent with self. That's where you're going to find the answer to whatever the question is. Okay. The fourth week, this feels very specific. So this may not resonate for everyone, but this is very, this is very specific. So if it resonates for you, then this message is for you. This is interesting because I'm definitely seeing, for some of you, now remember, we're in this 14-5 energy this month of September, which is all about modification, right? A change that needs to occur around something that you've been doing that hasn't been working, or that's been creating a situation that has been really, really uncomfortable or creating challenges. And so this is a time for that to shift, for a modification to be made, but you have to take the initiation. And honestly, what I'm really seeing around this time is, like, there's this drive to sort of take from others, or to gain a tremendous amount of, you know, material goods or wealth or whatever the case may be. And there's not a lot of reciprocation. There's not a lot of giving from your aspect, right? This feels like your energy. And so again, I take it back to the nine's core energy, which is, this is a life of servitude. This is a life of being in service to others, not being a doormat to others. I can't make that clear enough, right? But, you know, having those healthy boundaries, but helping others and assisting others in lifting them into a higher purpose, right? Like, helping them to see, you know, their potential, their strengths, to empower others, to not only find your own empowerment, but to empower others as well. And for those of you that this is a message, that this message is resonating with, I'm seeing kind of like you're more in your shadow aspect here, where you are sort of leading a life right now that's more selfish in nature, right? That's not selfless. Nine energy is selfless. And so my point is that I see a major transformation coming for you, a major change, a major redirection. And that can be very similar to like the tower energy in tarot, where it's like, you know, we've been given the invitation, but it's been too challenging to follow that invitation. And so now the universe is coming in with like this bolt of lightning that will sort of shock us into awareness type thing. So for some of you, there's just this energy of like taking too much, taking from others, expecting too much from others, being very judgmental of others, being very egocentric, being very selfish, being very materialistic. You see what I'm saying? And so again, these are just the shadow traits of the nine, which again are not bad things. It's just, this is where your challenges and your lessons are going to come from. And so I feel like for some of you, this is that time. This is a time where, again, the universe is like going to sort of shock your system a little bit to bring in that awareness. And it's what you do with that awareness that's going to make all the difference. And so again, just remember, how can I become more in service? How can I redistribute, you know, the wealth? How can I, whatever the case may be, this might be a time for some of you where you're seeing your money sort of just slip through your fingers, or whatever the case may be. And I would suggest, if you haven't listened already, listen to the, if I remember, I'll post a link for this, but I will probably forget. I'm just being honest. But I've recently posted the Life Path 9 influences of each zodiac sign, sun, moon, and rising. I would really strongly recommend listening to that. I think that that's going to be beneficial for you in understanding your higher expressions and lower expressions. I feel like for some of you, this is going to be a time where you're in that lower expression pretty heavily, and the universe is coming in with a shock to the system to bring about awareness, to help you to elevate into those higher octaves, to extract the wisdom and figure out how you can use that to get to those higher elevations where it's going to feel much better, right? Much more aligned, much more in purpose. So totally makes sense that this would come in a five energy, right? In a 5 month and a five universal year. So you are meant to, again, if this message resonates for you, you are meant to shift directions in a big way at this time. And the universe is coming in to assist you with that. That may feel incredibly uncomfortable at first, but remember, it's to assist you. It's not vindictive or punitive. It's to assist. So, and just remember Ox's message, right? Like it's not easy going through transformations. It's definitely not easy, but that's where our growth is. That's where we make the most leaps and bounds on our journey. And so just remember Ox's message of strength, of, you know, you can do this and you came here to do this. And so you have everything that you need to be able to do that. And when things get a little bit challenging or a little bit turbulent, that's the universe stepping in to show you something. So what is the universe trying to show you at this time? Take that wisdom, take that guidance. Okay, so I hope this was helpful. Thank you all so much for listening. I hope September is a powerful and beautiful month for you all. Take care, nines. I'll see you again soon. Bye for now.